Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to part two. Who knew we were doing a part two? Not me. But you know what? Just so you know, Annie,
yes?
Before we jump into this part two, this is an award-winning show. They not only won, they were nominated, rather, for some primetime Emmys. Yeah. They lost to Game of Thrones.
Oh,
yes.
Well.
Yes, part two of Once. They lost the Game of Thrones. So I feel like that's, you know, valid. But they were nominated for like Teen Choice Awards as well and different choice awards. So this is a legit show. I'm excited. This really was one of my favorite shows.
It is a legit show. I have yet to see it. And yes, we are talking about Once and we are talking about Regina, the fictional character from Once. And what we're doing is sort of a fun holiday end of year exchange where Samantha is taking over my fictional Women Around the World segment. And I hope that you're having fun.
Yes, I am having fun. And I love the fact that I'm making a two-parter. I can't just do... I just stick around. You know when I grab onto something.
Yes.
I can't hold back. And yes, this is part two. I guess we should say that there's some spoilers mm-hmm. if you haven't watched it and want to watch it. I do tell the, I think, finale. So go watch it, all 7 seasons of it, and then come back, I guess.
Yes.
If you watch the first season, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, but it can be fun. Like, I've just been going on this ride. I have not seen it, but I've been having a great time. It's very, a lot of shockers.
A lot of shockers.
But yeah, let's get back into it.
Season 2, we have a resurfacing of Cora, her mother, who also is kind of like blindly like, I want to make her happy and being powerful and getting her revenge will make my daughter happy. So she's another antagonist a part of this. The entirety of the second one, though, is not only her getting back her magic and proving herself, but actually trying to redeem herself. So we talked about Regina's arc before. Me and you, Annie, which
yes.
I said that she, that's her theme. It's like, yes, she is evil and unhappy, but and she does a really lot of bad things, which I love how we gloss over all the deaths to give them the redeeming arc. But I'm like, man, she sure did kill a lot of people.
Well, speaking of very briefly, when I did the whole, I did a whole episode about redemption and female women villains. Once came up because a lot of times we do that with, say, your Darth Vader or your Kylo Ren, but we don't do it with women. With women, we're like, yeah, die. We don't want to redeem them. But they gave Once as an example of like a character that actually did kind of have a more fulfilling arc of a woman villain other than just, yeah, she did bad, so let's kill her.
right. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
My bad. Just saying. I know that is, yeah. So she, in the second season, trying to redeem herself, it's the battle. Her trying to figure out what she wants, what she isn't, lies that have happened, and her undoing it, and her doing better for Henry. All these things. At this time, Emma and Snow White get trapped in the Enchanted Forest, so the other world, and they're trying to get back. Then we bring in a whole lot of new characters, including Hook. Again, we bring back Cora, as we said. We've got Lancelot as a part of this conversation soon that comes into the play. I believe we have Mulan coming into play. Oh, yeah. Mulan. We have Sleeping Beauty, Aurora, all of them. And then we have little folktales. Like, we have a Soul Eater coming in trying to eat Regina. So Rumpelstiltskin is trying to get his revenge on the Evil Queen. So all these things. Mm. Because she had manipulated his true love away from him and locked her up, who was Belle, by the way. So he's Rumpelstiltskin, but also the Beast, because he holds her in prison. And then she falls in love with him. So we have all of that in play. But this entire time, she's trying to figure herself out and what side she wants to be in. But she also recognizes that at one point, Cora is around. And she's trying to make sure to save and protect her son from her evil mother, who she loves but also is scared of. Rightly so. Mm-hmm. And so we come back with Emma and Snow coming back. And Regina had the chance of, like, blowing up the only access for them to come back that could have actually killed Snow and Emma, but she doesn't. She chooses the better, even almost sacrificing herself for it. And with that, they all come together. Emma tries to give her a chance. And it's like, you know, you can have visitation. So nothing is legality. And I'm like, essentially, the biological mother should have no rights whatsoever. But yet here, None of that exists. So she's like, yeah, you can hang with us. You can come around, all these different things. And so she's slowly trying to get her redeeming arc back, but everybody's kind of like, eh, is she, maybe she isn't. Then we come into, like, where she figures out that no one believes that she's trying, because she still has a temper, she still has things. And then her mother comes into the picture, and her mother tries to discredit her and make her look bad, like she may have killed or kidnapped somebody in the town. Cricket, who ends up being a psychiatrist in the town, you know, because, you know, it's better to say the truth. And so the mother frames her to show her how people will turn on her so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So her goodness for a minute turns back, and she's deciding to play on the bad team again, which Hook's on that team for a minute as well. And she's trying to get her son back, and they're going to live happily ever after all these things. But that turns awry, and then Peter Pan comes in the picture and destroys everything and tries to almost kill her, because she's killed so many people that people want to kill her, obviously, including this random man from the real world. She killed him while the sun escaped, and the sun came back to try to get revenge on her. So much revenge.
Sounds like it.
So much revenge. But then she finally, after realizing she was in danger and being rescued, she comes back to playing for the good team, quote unquote, to help rescue her son, who has been kidnapped at one point, and goes to Never Never Land.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now we go to Never Leverland. Peter Pan, by the way, is the bad guy in this, in the entirety of the thing. Who was the father of Rumpelstiltskin?
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
But Regina goes with Emma and the whole crew, and they're trying to go find Henry because they have kidnapped Henry because he is the one true believer in all of this. And so they need that to break spells or undo magic or redo magic, all these things. And Regina sides with them. But even there, she kind of goes back and forth about playing her way and being with the evil team to do whatever she has to get her son. And at one point, they all get captured by Peter Pan, and Henry's in a coma because Henry's heart is now in Peter Pan, and like he's trying to replace him essentially. And they get trapped by this tree of regret. So any regret that you have, it keeps on you tighter and tighter and tighter, or guilt, all those things. And it turns out Regina has no guilt or a regret because it brought her to her son, Henry. So she rescues all of them and is able to get her son. And then they all go back. Uh-oh, there's a flip. And somehow Peter Pan and Henry's body switched. They don't know this. They trapped Henry in a box, Pandora's box.
Oh, gosh.
Regina is so excited to have her son back, but she knows when they go back to the real world, she'll still be the evil queen. And that's the thing. Is like the entirety of the thing is being called the evil queen and not being able to let go of that, not being able to find her happy ending because she ruined all of that, but she's trying very, 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 very hard and all that. And she's got some of the best lines and some of the best outfits. Just so you know.
Okay.
And she comes back and Henry all of a sudden changes his tune, doesn't want to stay with Emma, wants to stay with her. She's ecstatic, wanting to believe this is real. Turns out he was just trying to get to her to get to the magical vault to be able to do the curse again. They keep trying to do this one curse, by the way. And so she gets knocked out and all these and like tricked, and she's so upset that she couldn't recognize Henry because she was so eager to be loved by him, essentially.
Yeah.
That all these things happen. Finally, things go away and they get rid of. Oh no, I mixed this up. Because there's one point that she does sacrifice her relationship with Henry to save them. So there's a thing that happens where this curse thing was had a safety net that if she wanted to blow it all up, she could, and they'll just all return to the enchanted land and forest, except it's only those who were born there. So Emma and Henry are not. So they would go without them. And so what she did is erase, because there's a lot of erasing memories, so many erasing memories. She yes. erased Henry and Emma's memory and then tracked back and gave him good memories as if Emma never gave him up for adoption. Mm. And so that means he would forget completely about all of them, which is very, 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 very sad. So she does that, sacrifices, and she's so miserable when she returns to the Enchanted Forest that she does anything and everything that she can to try to stop hurting from the loss of her son at that point in time. And then we get introduced to the Wicked Witch, who is her half-sister. What? Cora had a daughter that just, I feel like it's a back play. And so they become whole antagonistic, and it, like all the entire time, Regina is trying to save everybody from her. So, yes, I think you kind of understand Regina's background at this point, right? She finally, the one thing she's never able to have is a true love, which I find fascinating. She finally does with Robin Hood, whom she meets when they get, you know, cursed back to the Enchanted Forest, and then they get sent back to the real world because of another curse. So many curses. But they forget their lose their memories, but there is an attraction between her and Robin Hood, who was always intended for him. But because she just wanted to be miserable, she pushed that aside because she wanted to continue her revenge. Instead of going for happiness. And then,
you know, that's one of my favorite tropes.
Yep,
they could have been happy.
They could have been happy.
But you go for revenge instead.
She did. You would love this part because Tinkerbell's the one that helped her find this love. And when she didn't, she's like, why would you let this happen? Why would you not be happy? Why do you want to be miserable? You could have been happy.
This is what I shout at my fan fiction screen all the time.
There you go. I'm sure that's another thing. But yeah, so she could have met him, didn't, and all these other things come into play. She finally meets him again. They're happy, or so we thought.
Oh.
They're not happy. They're not happy. They're so not happy that, because Emma gets thrown back in time at one point, back into the Enchanted Forest, but way before Snow White and Prince Charming meets, accidentally screws it up and tries to fix it. And by the way, Hook is a part of this as well. That she messes with the timeline and Miriam was supposed to die by the hands of the queen way back when, gets saved and brought back to the present time, and where Robin was happy with their son, with Regina, but here comes the wife. So that gets a big foil into that plan, and this is where Frozen is introduced, and the Wicked Witch is still a part of this conversation. And Regina, to save Miriam's life, because she has a spell where Miriam's heart was heart touched by ice, much like who?
Yes. Yeah. Anna in Frozen.
Yeah, Anna. So the only cure, though, is for them to leave the magic so that that can't kill her. So they leave to go to New York or Boston. No, they go to New York. New York and Boston are the two only places they go to, by the way. New York, where Robin tries to take care of Miriam and start their relationship again. But surprise, it's not actually Miriam. It's the Wicked Witch, who we thought was dead a long time ago. But she switched bodies and tricked Robin and ended up having his baby.
Oh, my gosh.
But Robin still chose Regina. They thought they were going to be happy. There's this whole thing where this other plot was the writer who did all of this and can create all of this can change the future. So she tried to capture him to get her happy ending. That doesn't happen.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't happen. And they all get thrown back to the Enchanted Forest. Emma becomes the Dark One. And Regina's trying to save her and pretends to be the savior, which is what Emma is called as the curse breaker type of. She's called known as the savior. And she's been prophesied as the savior. And Regina tries to take that on because Emma's now the Dark One and she can't use her powers or she'll turn evil. All these things. But all of this leads to Robin dying.
Oh.
With Robin dying, but they take away that and someone else dies for him and they go to Hades and we have Hades in place. And we're talking about the both the tale and the Disney movie, which Hades is like a reversal of Storybrooke, but broken.
Okay.
So all of these, and Cora is a part of this, and Regina's father is a part of this, who she killed, by the way. So Regina killed her own father. Because she had to kill the thing that she loved the most in order to get this curse.
Oh, whoa.
And at that time, it was her father.
Okay.
Who is in Hades.
And oh, no.
Her mother has to, like, try to get them out because Hades hates her. And they're ruining his land because they're bringing in hope. Quit bringing hope here. And so he's trying to get Cora to get her out to save Regina. But that also includes manipulating the father and sending the father to even deeper hell if Regina refuses to leave. Like, all these things.
Oh.
But in the end, we have a nice little, like, he ends up sacrificing himself, which sends him to heaven. But he gets to meet his grandson, who was named after him. So the dad's name is Henry. She named Henry after him. And it was a nice little moment. And she gets a redemptive moment of, like, I didn't choose the wrong thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have all of that. But during this time, Robin is with her and they're trying to save everybody and they finally do save them. They go back up and Hades goes up and he ends up killing Robin and he really kills Robin this time. So Robin has died a few times and at this point, finally, he dead.
Oh my gosh.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
So she loses the love and all these things, and she's heartbroken, trying to figure out what to do, and can't get a happy ending. She's still with Henry, and Henry has really helped, and the two of them are together for the most part. And Emma and Regina are doing an amazing job co-parenting. They did a great job towards the end. They finally got it together. Regina kind of becomes better. She even tries to tear away at her evil self to be a part of her darkness in her heart, which came back as a life lesson because that evil queen, which was hilarious and did a lot of, you know, foiling for the entirety of the plot, was a lesson of like loving your true self, even the bad part of yourself.
Aww.
But that evil queen found, because there was an alternate world where it was written, where Robin Hood did exist, they got together, but not Regina.
Oh, whoa.
So Regina's happy ending, from what I remember, and listeners, y'all can correct me, is that she got to be queen that was loved by the people.
No.
And I believe that's the finale. I didn't watch, like, I only watched that part once, because I'm not going to lie. After a few times, I was like, okay, I'm done with Regina being so sad. It was so sad. Why can't this girl just be happy? Is what I want to know. But yeah, so she went through all of that with her finally getting the love and respect of the people and the fact that she has sacrificed herself, even though she was no nonsense. There's even a beautiful point between her and Snow where they both talked about being wrong in their relationships in the past. Of course, you know, trying to kill everybody is still wrong, but a redemptive arc, if you will, for both of them. And even for her understanding her mother. And then her and the Wicked Witch had a big falling in and out and in and out. And they finally were sisters. And then they finally got it together. So that's Regina in a hole. And I will say, one of the things about her that people love, 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 and also, again, hate, but that she was ridiculously realistic. And that's the whole pragmatic bit. Like, while Snow White was like, if we believe it, it would be. And Regina's like, okay, while you're doing that, let me go handle this over here on this side. Let me get these evil people. Of course, not the best in the way she solved it, but she wasn't always wrong. And I will say, I think at the cancellation of the show in the end, it ended up being really sad for her because of the way it kind of abruptly ended for some. I think a lot of people kind of just had enough and wanted to, because it just kind of repeats itself after a certain amount of time. And so some of the people who were portraying these characters were kind of tired of the same characters and decided to opt out on it. But she really wasn't one of them because she kind of, she came back in, I believe, for the Alice in Wonderland bit, which was the spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's Regina. Whom I love hate.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like though she had a really, she had a bunch of like nuanced, complicated relationships, which can be rare for your Disney villainess. She had story arcs that where she changed and then reversed and changed. Like it sounds like she had a lot going on as a character, and that she was a really interesting character.
She did. And Lana Perugia really was the making of this character. And she talked about the relationship between the characters. She talked about how she finally became friends with Emma. She says in an interview with Bustle, "We know they possess magic, and when they work together, they're so much more powerful than they are apart. Emma needs her power team behind her, and Regina is a huge part of that. I think that what we've seen in the past with Emma being the dark one, as I mentioned before, it was Regina that was constantly trying to talk some sense into her and vice versa. That's their dynamic. It's what they do for each other. They're each other's conscience, and we'll definitely see more of that in those seasons to come." And she was, as in fact, she was the only one Emma trusted to make the right decision, not the heartfelt decision, but the right decision. Yeah, so that's kind of the level that they were at. And then just talking about her relationship with the sister coming up and how she wanted it to be a healthy relationship for the two of them. Like, it was really, really, really cute about them wanting to be family, as they say.
How did Fast and Furious take that word and ruin it for me?
They did. I'm sorry. Oh. In fact, though, there is a whole story written, published, about Regina's childhood. Like, they wrote a whole fictional fairy tale based on this show and Regina's childhood.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, clearly it resonated. I think anything like that where you're going to have a bunch of fandoms coming together and playing in interesting ways, you will have things like that. And I'm sure, listeners, please write in if you've read this story, Regina's backstory,
yeah,
that they published. Yeah.
I mean, apparently she was a very sweet person up until that point.
Yes. I mean, certainly there's something to be said about a delicious villain who you also can relate to.
She's got that deep voice, too.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. She's got a growl that makes it perfect. Okay. When she's being evil.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to check it out. I have that and Enchanted on my list. I'm going to do it. Yes. And listeners, please write in if you have any thoughts about this, because I love that we heard from someone already when you mentioned
it. I'd love that. Please send me more information, Elodie.
Yes. Oh, please do. Well, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffWeNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and a book. where we talk about a lot of fictional characters. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christine, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stefan Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.